Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Doris Singleton, Hans Conried, Gail Gordon, Meredith Wilson of the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Today, more Americans buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Yes, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
The breakfast dishes have been cleared away in the Burns home, and George and Gracie are now discussing the party which they attended last night.
It was a nice party, wasn't it, dear?
Yeah, quite a sociable.
Were you proud of the way I looked?
I'll say I was. I checked over the rest of the women, and not one of them could touch you. You had the youngest and prettiest face of anybody there.
Somebody had a better figure, huh?
No, that was the best, too. You had the slimmest waist and the cutest legs.
Big feet, huh?
No, they were absolutely the tiniest feet at the party.
Dishpan hands, huh?
Smoothest hands of any woman there.
You held hands with the other women, huh?
Gracie, you know I didn't. I never even looked at another woman.
Getting old, huh?
$107 Tuesday.
I was only fooling, dear. I do appreciate the nice things you said about me.
Well, good.
And I have something nice to say, too.
Good.
I checked over the rest of the men at the party, and I was so glad I was married to you.
Well, thanks, sweetheart.
You know, it's such a comfort to know that you have a husband that no other woman will try to steal.
I threw that thanks in too soon.
You know, I'm glad you got to sing at the party.
Me, too. But I thought they'd never ask me. I kept hinting for hours.
I know.
Funny the way it finally happened. Somebody switched off the lights, and then a guy said, "How about a song from Burns?" I didn't recognize the voice, but I'd sure like to shake his hand.
Shake, dear.
Oh, it was you.
Well, I didn't want those people to miss your golden voice.
You think they liked it?
Oh, yes, George. You make a song so believable. When you sang Bongo, 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 I Don't Want to Leave the Congo, they took up a collection to send you back.
I'll throw a few bars at you. Oh, Bongo, 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 I Don't Want to Leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
Oh,
oh, Bongo, Bongo. Oh, Bongo, Bongo.
You know, you shouldn't be trapped by civilization. You belong in a tree.
Say, wasn't that a strange accident that happened when I started my second number? I didn't see how the host could be so careless.
Well, me either. Imagine setting fire to his own piano.
Pretty clumsy.
Say, you know who really had a good time at the party?
Who?
Bill Goodwin.
Oh, what a Romeo that guy is. The way the girls throw themselves at him.
Yeah, and the way he never ducks. But he kissed every girl at the party.
Bill's a red-blooded he-man.
Oh, pooh. You'd have red blood, too, if you swallowed as much lipstick as he does.
The diet wouldn't hurt, you know. He certainly had a better time than poor Meredith Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Meredith is so shy. You know, I heard his girl tell him that she wanted a pet.
Yeah?
He went out and got her a dog.
Smart kid.
Come in.
Well, good morning, Burns.
Oh, hi, Bill. Uh-huh. We were just talking about it.
Yes, you were quite the ladies' man at the party.
Oh, I know, Gracie, but I'm getting kind of tired of it. Always the same old line. Your eyes are like stars, your hair is like spun gold, you're built like $1 million.
I guess you do get tired of saying that.
Oh, no, I get tired of hearing it.
Oh, they say it to him. little switch there, yeah.
Well, you seem to be enjoying kissing the girls last night.
Well, I don't mind playing a little post office, Gracie, but with me, every day is the Christmas mailing rush.
Bashful. Doing something. Bashful Willie, they call him.
Well, George is pretty sensational at those kissing games, too.
I am?
Well, you must be. When you walked in last night, the girl said, "Here comes George Burns. Get a load of that kisser."
I wonder how they meant that.
Oh, look, here comes Meredith up the walk.
What? Oh, Meredith? Oh, yeah, that poor guy didn't get anywhere with his girl last night.
Don't be too sure, George. When he left the party, I told him to go up on Mulholland Drive and park.
Come in. Hello, all.
Hello, Meredith.
Hello, Mayor. Say, kid, did you drive up on Mulholland and park last night like I told you?
Yes, I did, Bill. The minute I took my date home, I rushed right up there.
You went alone?
I was supposed to take someone.
I'll see you later.
Certainly you were supposed to take someone. That's what makes it fun.
Really?
Well, sure.
Would you care to accompany me tonight, George?
I'm busy.
Meredith, look, you don't get the idea. It's no fun to park with a man.
It is, too.
Gracie, don't confuse the poor guy.
You know, no, I think it's time somebody had a talk with Meredith.
Okay, sit down, Meredith. And let a man of the world tell you a few things.
And, George, you listen to what Bill says, too.
Bill?
Come in.
Is Bill Goodwin here? Oh, there you are, Billy baby. It was cold sitting out in your car all alone.
Oh, well, come on in and get warm. Folks, I want you to meet the one and only, the girl I'm engaged to marry, the little lady who's stolen my heart. My fiancé, what's your name again, kid?
Hotchkiss.
Oh, yes, Hotchkiss, yeah.
You don't know your fiancé's name?
Well, who can remember that many names?
Oh, Bill.
Now, don't feel bad, kid. I've got your name in this book where I list all my fiancés. Here, I'll show you. Let's see, Holst, Hoover, Harpo, Hopkins, Horton, Hostetter. Here it is, Hotchkiss. What's your first name, kid?
Juanita.
Juanita L or Juanita W?
Juanita W.
Well, you see, here's your name. It's right on the record. So if anything ever happens to me, you'll get your ring back.
What a man.
Well, I have to drive downtown. You stay here and get warm, Juanita. I'll pick you up later.
Yeah, drop me at the cigar store, will you, Bill?
Okay, George. Well, goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye.
So long, Meredith.
Oh, but Bill! Oh, gee, the way he treats me, I think I'll throw myself at the first man I see. Any man. I don't care if he's the dumbest drip in town.
Miss Hotchkiss, permit me to introduce Meredith Wilson.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Say, you're kind of cute.
Meredith, here's your chance to overcome your shyness with girls. I'll leave you two alone.
What do we do?
Well, maybe Miss Hotchkiss would like to dance.
Would you like to dance, Miss Hotchkiss?
Yes.
Very well. I'll play the piano for you.
The Skater's Waltz, eh, Meredith?
Right, Oto. My musical invitation to the folks to bundle up in their gayest winter togs and meet me down at the frozen mill pond.
Mighty timely invitation, Meredith. For that local weather forecast has a habit lately of turning up fair and colder. Yes, and folks in the States where Jack Frost makes his home are having a new edge ground on the blades of their ice skates. Hardier soles are waxing skis. While young and old alike get ready for that first trial run down the neighborhood hill on Junior's bobsled. For this is December, when winter sports claim top billing on the outdoor calendar of our well-loved American scene. And when the grown folks wander home from the great outdoors, they give a hearty welcome to a friendly cup of America's favorite coffee, Maxwell House. Yes, the most popular coffee in our great American scene. For today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any brand at any price. Now, flavor explains this nationwide preference, the rich, good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that can be credited to the skillful blending of these choice coffees, Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, other choice coffees for robust vigor. And Bucaramangas for fine, full body. All adding up to a great coffee, radiant roasted to flavor perfection. Friends, why not enjoy America's favorite coffee yourself? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Always say Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Worried by Meredith's continued bashfulness around girls, Gracie has gone to consult with her next-door neighbor, Dr. Miller, the psychiatrist.
You know, he's really a pitiful case, Dr. Miller. Girls just frighten him to death.
They actually terrify him.
Oh, you should see the way they make him blush. He gets so red that I'm afraid the Senate will investigate him.
Tell me, Gracie, just what he does in the presence of a woman.
Well, say he's in our living room with a girl right now. I can see them through this window.
Good. Give me a full report and I'll take notes. What are they doing?
Well, the girl is on the sofa. She beckons to Meredith. Now he's on the sofa.
Go on.
The girl touches his hand.
Yes.
Now he's under the sofa.
How Freud would love this. Please continue.
He crawls out and accidentally brushes against her.
Well?
Now he's on top of the bookcase.
What a shame to waste all that energy. Go on.
The girl takes a step toward him and he grabs the statue to defend himself.
Yeah?
Uh-oh, he's fainted.
He fainted?
Yes, the statue he grabbed was Venus de Milo.
That's enough, Gracie. As it is, my colleagues will accuse me of inventing him.
What's wrong with the poor man, Dr. Miller? Why doesn't he like girls?
Well, Gracie, in psychiatric terminology, I'd say that a fundamental introversion coupled with manic trepidation has set up an aberrant form of adverse fetishism, which renders him devoid of the basic amatory responses.
What does that mean?
He's a schmo. However, I can help him if he's willing to submit to hypnotism.
Hypnotism?
Yes. Under hypnotic control, the power of suggestion will make him a bold and fearless lover.
Oh, you really think it would help?
Years ago, I used that treatment on a man who was even more shy and timid than Meredith.
Did it work?
That man was Errol Flynn.
Oh! Oh, all right. I'm convinced. Let's go hypnotize Meredith. Juanita, can we borrow Meredith for just a moment?
Honey, you can keep him. I want no part of this kid.
I'm no kid. I was born in 1912.
Really? When did you die?
Step into the next room, Meredith.
Meredith, Dr. Miller would like to put you to sleep.
Very well. I'll run home and get my nightshirt.
That won't be necessary, Meredith. I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh? Will it take long?
Well, that depends on the strength of the subject's mind. The stronger the mind, the longer it takes to bring on sleep.
All right. Let's try it. Meredith, you are growing sleepy.
I rather expected that.
Meredith, when you awaken, you will have lost your fear of women. You'll be a Don Juan, a Casanova, a fiery, impetuous wolf. Now, awaken.
Well, Meredith, how do you feel?
Great, babe. Let's neck. You see?
Oh, how wonderful it worked.
Say, I'm tired of waiting. Tell Bill Goodman
that... Hey, you're a cute chick. How's about a smooch?
Did that come out of him?
You said it, sugar. Lift the lips and latch on.
Okay, I'm confused, but game. Wow, what a kiss.
I haven't played the flute 20 years for nothing.
And I thought Bill Goodman was a wolf.
Oh, not compared to Meredith. Bill just has pointed ears. Meredith's whole head comes to a point.
Yeah, I'm sharp.
Well, Juanita, here's your lover boy. I bet you've been crying your eyes out for your big, handsome daddy.
Blow, blabbermouth.
Huh?
Get lost. Meredith is my big moment now.
What? Juanita, you can't be serious. Look at me, baby, it's me, Irresistible Bill.
Whoever said you were irresistible?
I did.
But come on, Juanita, let's leave this panty waste and head for Mulholland Drive.
Coming, big boy.
Juanita!
One side, slow freight. I'm taking the super cheap.
Maris, I'm the champ. A schnook like you can't do this to me.
I just did it.
Gee, now I know how Joe Lewis felt. Wait for me.
Well, Gracie, satisfied with Meredith's improvement?
Well, it was marvelous, Dr. Miller. Tell me, can you do that to anyone?
Oh, I think so. Do you know someone else who needs the treatment?
No, am I married to him?
You mean George has become less attentive? The flame of romance has burned low?
There's nothing left but clinkers.
Why, surely there must be some romance left in the man. Doesn't he ever ask you to put your arms around him?
Only when he wants me to button his suspenders.
I see.
And he never kisses me anymore.
Well, perhaps he would if you puff it up and gave him a hint.
Well, I doubt it.
Hello, honey.
Oh, hiya, Doctor.
George, would you like me to put my arms around you?
Why, my suspenders unbuttoned?
You see, Doctor?
Hint for the kiss.
Look, George, my lips are all puckered up. Does that give you an idea?
Yeah. Go right in the kitchen and get some of those dill pickles. I'll bring you one, Doc. Oh, bongo.
Well, you see, Doctor, please give him the treatment.
Wait here, I'll speak to him, Grace. George,
I'm in an awkward spot.
Really, Doc? Have a pickle.
Thank you.
George, your wife wants me to place you under hypnosis, transform you into an impetuous wolf.
She does?
Yes, but I don't dare. At your age, that could be fatal.
Doc, I'm going to teach Gracie a lesson. Have another pickle.
Thank you.
She thinks she'd like to be married to an impetuous wolf, huh? All right, I'll be one. I'm going to chase her for 24 hours a day. I'm going to smother her with kisses. I'm going to hug her till she screams. I'm going to...
Yes?
I'm tired already.
George, the way to teach Gracie a lesson is to make her think you're chasing someone else.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I'll pretend to be hypnotized, disappear for a couple hours, and then we'll make up some wild stories about what I did while I was a wolf.
Exactly. We can get Bill Goodman to help us. He's got some true life stories that'll curl her hair.
Wonderful. Have another pickle, Doc.
Thanks. There's only one thing, George. It's going to take some real acting on your part to fool Gracie.
You think so?
Oh, sure. A hypnotized person has a very peculiar expression on the face.
Yes,
yeah, sure. The eyes have a glassy, vacant stare. The mouth hangs open stupidly. The face loses all... Oh, run along, George. You'll fool her beautifully.
Get back to pickle.
Here's Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and Almost Like Being in Love.
Now, have you got it straight, Bill? We want Gracie to think that I have hypnotized George and turned him into an irrepressible woman.
Are you sure you mean that, Professor?
Yes, no, it's a good one.
Well, Bill.
Yes.
You make up a story about me. That's what he means.
Okay, George.
It's a
yeah.
big story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
Oh.
I'll tell Gracie that you were running down Hollywood Boulevard with 100 women chasing you.
Is that enough women?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you couldn't run fast because you were carrying all that Maxwell House coffee.
Well, why am I carrying Maxwell House coffee?
Well, let's face it, George. How else could you get women to chase you? They all love Maxwell House. It's rich, delicious, and mellow. So wonderfully satisfying. Good to the last drop. Now, they want that Maxwell House, whether it's the regular grind or the glass maker.
But, Bill, what about me?
Well, that reminds me. They like the drip, too. However, in any grind, Maxwell House is the very best in coffee-drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
Yeah, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to make Gracie think I'm an irresistible wolf.
Oh.
See, Bill.
If you talk about Maxwell House coffee, you'll lose the point.
Well, if I don't, Doc, I lose my sponsor. You know, with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Look, Bill, just tell Gracie I went to a burlesque show. That'll worry you.
Yeah.
Then I'll come in and act like a wolf.
Okay.
How does a wolf act?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you. Come bounding up the walk, burst in the door, leap to Gracie's side, pick her up in your arms, and let out a howl.
Well, that's what I do, huh?
Well, in your case, crawl in and moan. Gracie, I just saw George.
Oh, thank goodness, Bill. You know, Dr. Miller turned him into a wolf, and he's been gone for hours.
Well, he's at the burlesque show.
The burlesque show? Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Sure.
That cheap candy might make him sick.
Gracie, it's worse than you think. The last I saw George, he was surrounded by 27. Count them. 27 chorus girls. He was hugging them and kissing them. And...
that does it. Hugging and kissing, was he? Well, I'm going to get my hat and coat and go right down there.
Oh, it's no use, Gracie. You can't stop it.
I don't want to stop it. I just want to get in on it.
Oh, I see. Well, here comes George up the walk now.
Well, it's about time. You go out the back way, Bill. I've got a few things to say to that little old gray wolf.
Yeah, okay, Gracie. I'll see you later.
27 chorus girls.
Hiya, baby. Got any raw meat in the icebox? I'm hungry.
This way. Did you really go to that awful burlesque show?
Yep. Then I headed for Mulholland Drive. But the car wouldn't make the hill.
Why not?
27 chorus girls are quite a load. I even put Ethel in the gas tank.
My goodness. You were crowded.
Oh, yeah. Quite a crowd. Girls piled on my lap 60. I beat them all, but they climbed right back again.
Oh, George, you shouldn't do that.
I'm too brutal, huh?
No, too brittle.
Well, kid, now you know what it is to be married to an irresistible lover. A guy who's loaded with sex appeal.
Oh, I wish I'd never heard of hypnotism.
Well.
Come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Say, you sound depressed, little lady. Something wrong?
Well, yes, there is. My husband has got too much sex appeal. He's so irresistible that he fascinates all the women.
Why, I didn't know he was from Texas.
Mr. Judson.
Now, in that case, he ain't to blame. Us Texans, he's just natural-born ladies' men. We ain't only got the know-how, we got the do-how.
But, Mr. Judson...
Now, it ain't his fault if the women stampede all over him. Why, the gals even got a saying. Nobody necks us that don't come from Texas.
But please, Mr. Judson...
Well, now, I don't like to see you unhappy, little lady. But in this case, I gotta side with your husband. He can't help being a lady killer. He's handsome, he's virile, he's from Texas.
But he's not from Texas.
He ain't from Texas?
No.
You mean this dried up little squirt is stepping out on you?
Wait a minute. You think you're a ladies' man just because you're from Texas. They wouldn't look at you if you didn't have money.
Money? Well, I only got a piddling $26 million.
Thought it was $25
million. Yeah, well, we had a little trouble down home. The kids was playing football in my backyard. Well, my youngest boy went to kick a goal, stubbed his toe on the ground so hard he broke the topsoil, and up come another darned oil well.
You call that trouble?
He missed the goal.
Did he play with USC Saturday? Texas, but I'm still an irresistible wolf.
Hey, he's right, Mr. Judson. Now he'll probably go out and chase more girls.
Little lady, if he does that, you ought to string him up.
Why should I help him on with his corset?
Help him on with... Oh, I like your sense of humor, man.
I'm going out to do some hooting and howling. Those 27 chorus girls are waiting for me, you know.
Oh, dear, if that hypnotism would only wear off and you'd get back to normal.
Not a chance. So long, kid.
Well, at least kiss me goodbye.
Okay. Here's my red-hot special.
Oh, thank goodness you're back to normal.
Normal, huh? Well, how come you've still got your arms around me?
Well, your suspenders need buttoning.
Oh, fine.